Hot 105.3 this morning, live from Disneyland. I have Stephanie Graves. And Stephanie, you are kind of behind the scenes on transforming all of the entertainment here for the holiday season. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm an entertainment manager, and so I get to be involved, or many of my peers get to be involved, in turning all of our Disney magic into things that represent the holidays and celebrate family and friends and so many different kinds of cultures.
Okay, so I've been blown away the last 24 hours that I've been obsessing over being at Disneyland, because I'm like Disneyland super fan.
I love it.
And I mean, I've probably been to Disneyland 150 times now. I grew up in Southern California, had a season pass as a kid, and it never gets old because the attention to detail, specifically around the holidays, blows my mind, not only with the decor and the theme of the park, and I look and I go, how did they turn this place into a magical holiday wonderland overnight, but the entertainment specifically. Like, tell me what kind of things you guys are looking at when you're transforming the entertainment element of things into the holiday magic that we get to experience.
Well, we're always trying to tell a story, and we're always trying to be inclusive. So I love the Festival of Holidays because it takes so many different kinds of cultural entertainment and puts it all together. So you could go to one part of Disney California Adventure Park and listen to Mostly Kosher, Michelle Reed's Hanukkah, and another part and watch Blue 13, Celebrate Diwali, and it's a Bollywood group.
Yeah.
And then right in the middle of it, we have a brand new show, and if you want attention to details, this is the show to watch. It's called Mickey's Happy Holidays.
Okay.
It's a character celebration, and every character in it either has a brand new outfit or a little piece of Christmas somewhere. So whether it's a Santa hat for Frozone that is blue that matches his super suit,
yeah,
or a little piece of holly in Bo Peep's hair, there's all these different little touches. So there isn't a single character that doesn't join the celebration that has something special specifically for Mickey's Happy Holidays.
That's, you know, that's really cool because Disneyland's so inclusive. It's not just about Christmas because so many people celebrate so many different things around this time of year, and you're not going to miss any of it. No matter what you celebrate, you're going to find a little piece of that somewhere in Disneyland or California Adventure. That's another thing is that spending time at California Adventure with all of the different holidays, not only the food but the entertainment and the World of Color.
Like, World of Color Season of Light,
yes,
is back.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful. And it is a perfect mix of, once again, that Disney magic with a little bit of Christmas all blended together so you can celebrate as a family. And that's what's great about the Festival of Holidays and the holidays at the Disneyland Resort is family is timeless.
Uh-huh.
And you can celebrate it no matter where you come from or no matter who you are. And you can be together with your family for all of these special moments watching these shows.
So I'm going to tell you a little something cool about my experience yesterday because I came to Disneyland a few months ago for Halloween time. Mm-hmm. And I brought my niece and nephews. They're 6 and 8. And obviously kids of any age, but like seeing their faces light up and it's exciting for me, but it's all about them. This trip, I'm just here with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not here with little kids or even family. And I still created, like, these amazing memories. I was standing on Main Street last night watching the fireworks show, and I had goosebumps. And my friend that I brought with me for this trip, she hasn't been to Disneyland in 17 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And she had said to me, she's like, I don't know if I'm into Disneyland. I don't have kids. And I said, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So while we're watching the fireworks on Main Street, she turned around and looked at me and said, you have totally given me something new to love. And she hugged me. I'm not even exaggerating. And she said, I didn't know I loved Disneyland because I hadn't been here in so long. And I just always, you know, in my mind, it was just a place for just kids or just families. And that's not the case. It's a place for kids and families, but it's a place for everyone, especially around the holidays. So you guys have knocked it out of the park with the entertainment, with the vibe, with all of the holiday festivities going on. You guys are just the best. So
I love hearing that. It is such a gift to be a part of giving magic to someone else. And Believe in Holiday Magic Fireworks Spectacular is so heartwarming. I love that it snows.
It snows!
At the end, in Southern California, what is more magical than snow?
In Southern California, looking at everything lit up at the end of the day and making those memories with your friend for the first time. You will never forget that for the rest of your life.
No, I won't. And you know what's crazy? And you mentioned the snow. Like, I'm trying to paint a picture of this for you while you're listening to this on the radio, but you're literally standing on Main Street, and all of the buildings are illuminated with this beautiful projection of, like, wintertime.
Yes.
And then the lights are sparkling through the entire Main Street area with the snow coming down, and it looks like all of Main Street is just sparkling. It is the most beautiful thing. It'll give you goosebumps, and it's just... perfectly encapsulates the holidays. And so in that moment, like when I watched the fireworks and I experienced the snow, this is going to sound cheesy. I literally felt like it's Christmas, because I celebrate Christmas. I'm like, yes. It is, the holidays are here. I finally got right into that holiday vibe in that moment. So that's what Disneyland does for you. It's just awesome.
It is. And we could talk about it all day and paint this picture, but it's so different experiencing it for yourself.
Be here.
So you have to go to Disneyland.com. You only have till January 6th.
Yes.
To experience this magic. And then my pro tip is download the Disney Parks app.
Oh, the Parks app is the best.
It's got everything you need to plan your day.
Yeah, and get the Max Pass, because you will not regret it. You can get your Fast Passes. You get all your amazing photos. So we've been taking photos all around the park. You know, they have Disney photographers everywhere.
Everywhere.
They literally just upload the photos right to your phone when you get the photo pass. And it's insane. So you have all those holiday memories right at your fingertips. You don't have to worry about... you know, having someone else take your photo or in your party or asking a stranger, Disneyland has it covered for you.
And with all of the decor here right now for the holidays, which I know you love as well,
yeah,
this is the time to have those pictures and have those memories last forever.
It's going to be my Christmas card.
Perfect.
My photo that I took yesterday with my friend in front of one of the holiday arrangements here. Yeah, it's going to be on my Christmas card. So. Well, thank you for joining me on the show. You have been absolutely amazing, and we are so happy to be here at Disneyland.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.